There is no confusion in the notes of his song, which consists of one syllable rapidly repeated, but increasing in rapidity and rising to a higher key towards the conclusion. He sometimes prolongs his strain when his notes are observed to rise and fall in succession. These plaintive and expressive notes are very loud and constantly uttered during the hour that precedes the rising of the sun. A dozen warblers of this species, singing in concert and distributed in different parts of the field, form perhaps the most delightful part of the woodland oratorio to which we have listened. At sunrise, hardly a robin can be heard in the whole neighborhood, and the character of the performance has completely changed during the last half hour. The first part was more melodious and tranquilizing. The last is more brilliant and animating. The grass finches, the vireos, the wrens, and the linnets have joined their voices to the chorus, and the bobolinks are loudest in their song. But the notes of the birds in general are not so incessant as before sunrise. One by one they discontinue their lays, until at high noon the bobolink and the warbling flycatcher are almost the only vocalists to be heard in the fields.